Hello and welcome back to the Third Period Podcast, where we take a look at the UK's ice hockey leagues. We're sponsored by Willie's Ice Hockey Emporium for all your ice hockey needs. Check them out.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Third Period Podcast. Tonight's guest, we're going back to last season's. He was our assist master and he was our finish forward. It's Jani Lakkinen. Jani, how are you tonight?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, and brilliant, I'm in Norway now and all good here.
How cold is it in Norway?
Not too bad. We are like in north, but Norwegian Sea is there close, so gives a warm air. So something like -5 now.
Brilliant, brilliant. So, Mr. Danny Morris, how are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad.
Recent run-in with anybody?
Nope.
Good. That's good. So, Jani, we'll get the kind of cliche one out of the way for you. So, hockey for yourself, where does it all start?
Where it start? I think it start my dad plays hockey, so I was there in the rink before I start even walk. So I think it start there, and then just went to team, maybe 7 years old, and it's been going till this day. So
what a career it's been, we must say. So, talking about your time in the junior careers, then, Jani, obviously over here we have an under nine setup all the way up to under 19s, which is just like local competition, nothing too kind of snazzy. Would you say in Finland as well, it's very similar to that?
Yeah. Like I don't know much how it goes in there, UK, that junior system, but in Finland it's at least like a very systematic. Like you start the teams like 6-7 years old, you go to the team, and then it's like that till the end. It's if you get the professional career or no. But let's say it's all fun, of course, what it should be with the kids somewhere in 12, 13, but then they start like finding like a good talent, and then it's more professional stuff, like a summer practice and something like that. But
yeah,
that's how it goes here.
That's good. So am I right in thinking at under 18s level, they consider that what they call junior B? So that's more of a bit of a step up and more professional than maybe under 16s, etc. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, there in Finland, there is like a C juniors, B and A. A are under 20, so before that, it's like a 15 or 14, that C juniors. So after that, they you play against every teams in Finland. But like under 14, it's like a more you're playing against teams in your area. So that's what it means.
Yeah, makes sense. So talking about what would be your junior B career then, a stat that jumped out to me earlier when I was being a little bit of a stat man, looking at everything. In your first year, under 18s, you were 35 games and 36 points in total, 18 goals, 18 assists. So it seems like you've always been a bit of a man that has an eye for a pass and an eye for a goal, even in your junior days.
Yeah, it's been like that always. And actually that year, there is a lot of goals. Never. Normally it's going like other way, a lot less of goals and more assists, but I guess I did something wrong, run something right in that year.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I mean, obviously we got to see your assist this year. Ross, how are you this evening, mate?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good man. Jani, you had a 12-year stint in playing in Finland, racking 493 games, 106 goals, 229 assists. The two main teams being HPK and HIFK. You must have enjoyed playing such a long stint in your own country.
Yeah, when I started 2001, I moved in Hämeenlinna, where HPK plays, and spent there 4 years. And after that, it was short trip in Sweden and came back to Finland. And then it was IFK, like you say. And I think I had a, was it the 11th season in Finland, yeah. Finnish league. And after that, started my like other career when I've been playing outside to Finland. So,
how did you find the Finnish league compared to the league, the Elite League?
Well, it's hard to say. I haven't played in the Finnish league for many years, so it's hard to compare. But of course, I see some games in TV. Let's say the top teams in UK, and they can play good games against the Finnish hockey league teams also. So it's not so big different. But of course, Finnish league is probably a little bit better. But but it's not so big different than if you compare the top teams in UK and some Finnish league teams.
Yeah, from what we've seen in the CHL that the Elite League recently got into in the last few years, that the Finnish teams do show their worth. I mean, the top teams would clearly beat our guys, but it's good to watch. So Ash, how are you, mate?
Very good, thank you, Scott. As always, very good, thank you. So, Yanni, you've touched on it very briefly there about moving away from Finland and into a bit of a European tour of clubs, time in Sweden, Kazakhstan, Belarus, France and Poland before heading over to Great Britain. I'm not going to go over the whole career because it's quite a lengthy career, what I've already mentioned, but a couple of things stood out to me. You won the title when you were in Belarus. Was that the first trophy of your career professionally?
Yeah, it was, and only one. So it was nice year there, and we had a good team, and we won the Belarus Cup also that year, and then championship till the end of season. So it was fun year, and always nice to win something. So I haven't won anything, so it was special year, and I will remember it.
You know, say winning's
all my life, yeah.
Winning's a big thing, isn't it? And if you win, you want to play more, and winning's what you do it for. So definitely good to get a title there.
Yeah, that's the thing why we do this.
Definitely. The second point I was going to touch on, and it kind of brings round quite nicely for where we're going to go next. Your time in Poland with Katowice, you were played in the Continental Cup, playing against Belfast over here, scoring a goal against the Giants on the Saturday night game. Now, for me as a British fan, and the lads are probably the same, the Continental Cup and the Champions Hockey League are big things that if your club goes there, you're on the map. It's you going in the right direction. As a player, what is that tournament like, and what was your experience over in Belfast for that weekend?
It was like we went there twice. It was a semi-final tournament in November, and I think it was January that final tournament. But it was big thing for our team, Polish guys, for us imports also. We know that we've been playing good in Polish league, but we want to check how we can play against the other top teams in other leagues. So, and everybody was a little bit like surprised that we get there in the final tournament. We didn't expect that, but we play well, and we deserve the place there. And I think we was then third. We get the third place there in the final tournament. Then and first tournament we won the Belfast, and second final tournament they beat us then. But it was like a one goal game. So. And the Polish guys, they get the confidence more that they can play against the guys who had been playing in NHL. There was a couple guys in the Belfast team. So it was a big thing for them, and of course for us also.
So Yanni, obviously after 11 years in Finland, and you then moved around Europe quite a bit, what made you decide to go on what basically was a mini tour of Europe?
At that time, and I didn't get any contract in Finnish league at that time, so I was have to look something else, and then I ended up that big round trip what I had and lot of interesting places and lot of different kind of hockey, so I've been like it every year, and it's a different things. And of course the Russian countries, there is they do the things their own way, so you just have to understand that and not fight back. So sometimes if you don't win the game, so you have to wait your salary a little bit longer. And but if everything goes well in the games and stuff like that, so then they will pay you. But it's a different kind of things what they do there.
I mean, I have heard certain leagues withhold a little bit of money now and again. What league that you've played in would you say is the most professional?
Well, I would say I liked last year in Coventry. Yeah, the team, club, and club did everything what they can, that we just have to focus on ice hockey, and we didn't have to worry about anything else. So that was good. And also France was good. Same thing. So that was professional stuff there too. And but in Poland, team was good, and but they did a little bit like they didn't know how to run the hockey business there. So it was a little bit different. But I would say Coventry and France league where I was. So they are most professional where I've been.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard good things about France. I mean, a lot of the players that play in this league do go to France. Obviously, Andrew Johnson's gone back there this year from where we got him from previously. I know Danny wants to come in on your time in Coventry, so we'll go there now.
Okay.
So just kind of going back to the Continental Cup for you then, Yanni. Obviously, the stature of the competition and what you did in Belfast, you must have caught a lot of eyes, and luckily you seem to have caught Danny Stewart's eye. So did Danny reach out to you and offer the contract, or was it kind of like you'd heard that there was interest and you reached out to him? How does it come about? Was it a 50-50 agreement, or was it you reached out first?
You mean before the last year?
Yeah, so when you go to sign in Coventry, who made the first move, shall we say?
I think it was Danny called my agent, and they talk about things, and then Danny called me personally, and we talk a little bit that how he see things and what he want to me to do, and that was actually a quick call, and then they make an offer, and I decide to go. And because I was last the year before we played those games in Belfast, so I really liked that atmosphere what was in the rink there, and I know the fans are crazy and good in the UK league. So I was happy to sign right away when they give the contract. So
good to hear. So obviously you've touched upon the fans in the league. Did you know much about the UK leagues before Danny got in touch, or was it never really
not so like much, but I make little research after those Belfast trips, so how the other teams goes and how the leagues works and stuff like that. So but I didn't know much, so it was good, because then every day you learn more, and it makes you fresh.
Yeah. What was your first impressions when you first stepped out onto the ice?
Actually, it wasn't very good, because the ice was bad when we start practicing. I think we just practiced a couple of times, and then we had those games against Nottingham. But the team was good. I didn't know much players, only Andre Johnston. I played against him in France, so I didn't know the other guys. But everybody was like a kind and looks good right away when we start working together. So I like it.
Good to hear. Team seemed to have settled as well. As we start to notice as fans, as the season started to progress, we could see this team just had everything that they wanted to go for them, went for them. Where did you, if the league hadn't have finished, where do you think we could have ended up in the end?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I've been thinking about that all summer. So, but I feel like we could do anything because the team was we had a so good flow going on, and everybody played their A level every night. So we could do anything. So there was, I think, the 5-6 games left still in the regular season and plus playoffs. So so anything could happen, but that's just only if things again. So but hopefully there is a chance to come back there and make that happen someday. So but definitely it was like everything was possible there.
Oh, I'll tell you what, we'd have you back in a heartbeat, that's for sure. Especially seeing them nice passes that you used to feed everyone. It was a horrible way to end such a good season. Obviously, we've all said in the past podcasts, we were going on to win the playoffs, and it's the end of. It was a dead cert, we're winning the playoffs, no more discussion about it. But on a personal note, how did you feel that your season went in Coventry?
I think it was good year for me. I get the role what I need to play good, and I think I did, and that's because everybody play well, and we had a good line, me, Fetz, and Johnny. So I really enjoy every game, and every game you can go in the ice and be like a confidence that we have a chance to win the game in every night. So that was good feeling, and yeah, it was sad how it ends, but that's life, and that's something what we can do nothing about it.
That's it, certainly is. I mean, we all realized what a big loss you were when you were injured. I mean, how was it for yourself, obviously, trying to get back into the form that you were in when you come back from your injury? How do you cope with that?
Yeah, it's not fun to be injury. Nobody likes it. So, but you have to just check yourself what's wrong, and make a plan how to come back, and just work hard that when you get ice and back to games, so you are physically ready. And so that wasn't nothing special. So just trying to get myself ready and just keep playing. And unfortunately, that team struggling a little bit in that time when I was off. So it wasn't fun to watch game then. But we fine. After I came back, so everybody start playing well again in Christmas and get so much points. I think we didn't lost any points in how many games? 14, 15, you have a statistic there probably. So, but yeah, that was good.
Just touching, Ross has spoke a lot on the season and coming back from injury and points and everything. With the season ending so abruptly, personally for me as a fan, it left a bit of a bitter taste in my mouth because we were going on something special. It was going to be the first trophy in Danny Stewart's era as a coach, the way it was running, in my opinion. And if in the world we live in now and the timeline we're in, everyone's affected differently when things are put in front of them what are not normal, people can struggle. How did the season cutting so short affect you personally?
Yeah, of course, everybody was sad when that happened. But and we didn't at that time realize even how big thing this is, this COVID-19. So, but we couldn't do anything. We just meet with the guys in the ring. That it was game day when it happened. So, but there was nothing to do, much to do. So, went to take a beers after and just find the flights back home. So, but it was sad, but we couldn't do anything.
So, obviously, you resigned to come back to us. Was that an easy decision to make, and how did that come about?
Yeah, it was actually pretty easy. Easy, we talk about a little bit about that with Danny before I left, and then when he came with an offer. So it was just 1-2 days process, and that what was done. And I was happy to come back there, but then the things start when going wrong way in the summer, and check the news, what happened there, and it wasn't so good news about that. And when they canceled the season again, so then just have to start looking for another job. And but it was bad, but yeah. But it easy decision for sure to come back. Yeah,
that's good to hear. Do you have a favorite game, favorite moment from last season?
Well, there was many games where team play well, and but if you mean individually, maybe it was that game in Nottingham when I get that penalty shot call. So that feels good, and that it actually tied the game in last minutes also. So so that was something what I remember.
That. Fortunately, I was at that game. And when you tied it up, I think the whole of Nottingham heard us. And then your penalty shot goal, where you score it and you turn to the fans. It was quite a special moment. And I think that put us in the running for some silverware if we continued, because it was such a great moment. I mean, we've been to Nottingham in previous years and we've got turned over. And in previous seasons, we probably would have lost that game. But the way we came back and the way the team seemed to enjoy it, it was a great moment. So I'm glad you have said that moment, because it was just a fantastic time.
Yeah, we didn't have much luck in that ring last year. So so it was definitely good to get that game tied and then just take the 2 points out of there. So. It was good game.
What's this season like for you? I know obviously you're playing in Norway, and I believe you were playing somewhere else. So how's this gone for you?
Yeah, I went to Austria in the middle of October. There was one injury guy that team, and I went to replace him. I know that my contracts last a month and a half, so I'm just trying to enjoy it, and did what I can, and after that went home and started looking for a new job, and it came pretty fast at here in Narvik, Norway. So then I came here, and but unfortunately I need to be in quarantine 10 days here, just sitting in the hotel and waiting. But after that, yeah. Meet the team and start playing after Christmas then. So, but now we are in the break again. The league is on break, so because so much, 5 teams is in quarantine now. So now we just have to wait and when we can continue playing.
Oh, okay. So do you know how long? Have they give you some sort of time scale?
I think we get more information in this week, end of this week. So, but now only this week's games are cancelled, so but let's see what happens.
Brilliant. I'm just gonna go around the other guys and see if they've got anything else to ask you. Ross, anything from yourself?
No, nothing from me.
Donny?
Yeah, the only thing that I have got is really we had Luke Ferrara on, probably one of our first players on. To join us for an episode of, at that time he was not with a team, but he was lining something up, and he said he'd been speaking to a few of the guys from last year for kind of ideas. He then went obviously to play in France for a couple of weeks. Did he come to you and ask you what the league was like before he made that decision?
No, we didn't talk about that, but we've been messaging, put the message each other, and just asking how how you doing and everything. So, but I think he talked with Johnny more because he was going his team, and so Johnny knows everything better than me.
Ash, anything from yourself, mate?
Nothing more from me, thank you.
Just one more thing from me. Obviously, I don't mean to be rude, but you're 38 now, but you seem to be as fit as any other player that I've seen. Are you going to continue to play? And obviously, our season is hopefully starting in August, so is there a chance that we can see you back?
Of course, yeah. I know how old I am, and just have to do some things a little bit better than the young guys. You don't have to do so much, but I love to play, and I haven't given myself any schedule that when I need to retire or anything. So, that's one big goal if the league can start in August. So maybe I want to come back and play one more season in Coventry for sure.
Well, that's brilliant to hear, and I'm sure all our fan base will be very happy with that. Just like to thank you for coming on tonight, Yanni. That completes this week's episode of the Third Period Podcast. Stay safe, and I'll see you all soon.
Thanks again for listening to the Third Period Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember to check out Willie's Ice Hockey Emporium for all your ice hockey needs.